32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
We're chatting to Mark Wolf on the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast. The Two Oceans Marathon, a massive event in South Africa coming up soon. Here is tip one, very important for anyone looking to do the race when it comes to nutrition. And the first tip, Mark, is hydration, which is key to any event.
Agreed, Dave. Hydration is probably one of the most critical aspects when it comes to a sporting event, especially an ultra marathon. And I think the first thing we need to look at is hydration leading up to the event. A person should be completely hydrated leading up to the event and make sure that they're in 100% hydrated state when they start that event. You don't want to be in a dehydrated state. So the first thing I tell people is to eliminate anything that would possibly dehydrate you. So we're looking at things like diuretics, overdoing it with diuretics and not reconsuming in fluid. And then again, looking at things like alcohol, which does act like a diuretic as well, because it does also pull the fluid out of the muscle and basically dehydrates you. So that should be completely cut out leading up to that event. As far as hydration goes, during an event, there's a few factors that we need to look at. And the first factor is looking at basically temperature, humidity, and obviously an individual sweat loss. So obviously any person would understand how much fluid they possibly would lose during an hour under certain circumstances or at what time of the day. So early in the morning, you sweat a little bit less, and as the day gets hotter, you sweat obviously a little bit more and you lose more fluid in the form of sweat. But then hot temperatures and obviously humidity can also play a role in actually sort of exaggerating that sweat loss and increasing it. So we look at trying to replenish around 80% of fluid lost during an event. That is hydration. So during an event, you're looking at replenishing around 80% of the fluid lost. As the day gets a little bit hotter, absorption is lowered a little bit, and you would need to look at taking in a drink with minerals. There are three types of possible hydration drinks one could possibly take. Obviously, there's water in its purest form, which is obviously a good form of hydration. However, the absorption rate of water on its own is not as high as water with a carbohydrate and a mineral solution. And then in that sort of classification, we look at two different types of drinks, one being isotonic and one being a hypertonic drink. An isotonic drink has sort of an equal balance between minerals required for hydration and also carbohydrates, which are required for energy. And there's very much a sort of a balanced pressure. We call it osmolality, obviously, between what's happening in the digestive system and what's happening in the blood, and it gets pulled through quite nicely. However, as heat goes up and it becomes a little bit, you're losing a lot more fluid and the body requires a lot more fluid absorption, you probably need to look at something like a hypertonic drink. In that case, you're looking at something like a hydrate, something that's got a lot more minerals in it and a lot less calories in the form of carbohydrates in order to focus on hydration and get that fluid pulled nicely through the gut and into the muscles. One of the things I do recommend is mineral loading and completely hydrating before an event, because it can delay the onset of excessive fluid loss and cramping later on in an event, and obviously you don't want to be in that state. So hydration is very critical. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. We've spoken in previous podcasts about overdoing hydration, and that's when you consume too much fluid. And if you consume too much fluid and it's not able to be absorbed, what will actually happen is you'll feel a sloshing effect in the stomach. We call it a washing machine effect. And at that state, you should actually stop drinking completely and wait for that fluid to be absorbed before you continue drinking. In order to prevent that, you should rather take sort of smaller frequent sips of fluid over a period of time, and not to wait too long to take in any fluid en route. So rather take it more frequently. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. Try and find that balance. And, the best thing to do is to train as you have raced. Do not make any changes on the day as far as hydration goes. You should be very familiar with what you require from a hydration point of view. Do not try anything new on the race day.
Well, Mark Dolph, joining myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, on the line. And if you haven't tried them yet, you still have time to work the 32GI Hydrate Tabs into your nutrition for the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon. Fantastic product it is.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.